welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today we have another guest host sitting in. It's Steve Benson from Badger Mapping. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, are you, are you in Badger Country here, or is it just named after Wisconsin?
So I went to Wisconsin for undergrad, and that's where the name came from, but we're actually based out in California.
All right, then you're okay here, because I went to the University of Michigan, so we might have a little conflict here, but particularly the way Wisconsin's playing this year and what play we're playing here, but... So who have you got with you today here?
So today we're being joined by Derek Green.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Derek, how's it going?
It's going well, sir. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Good to catch up here. So do you want to introduce yourself and I guess chat about what you're doing with your team a little bit?
Yeah. So I'm a district general agent with Colonial Life, based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're a business-to-business sales company selling voluntary benefits to employers and their employees. And Badger Mapping has been a huge tool for us. And honestly, I believe we wouldn't have near the success we have without it.
Fantastic to hear. So I guess... one thing that you mentioned before was that you're able to train your reps 75% faster with using this product. Could you talk a little bit about why you're able to do that, or what you think that's attributable to?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, there's always three ways that our agents are learning. And first, it's I'm teaching them the process, regardless of what step it is. In the insurance industry, it's extremely complicated. And so it's a long learning curve that we're putting our agents through, and we got to hold their hand through a lot of it. So I have to teach them. I have to have them show me that they know it. But then I also have to, you know, have them experience it in the real world. Having Badger and having the ability to map, that is really what has changed our business so much, and being able to get us out there in front of more people. And getting in front of more people, staying with a good follow-up process, gets them into that real-world situation so much faster, and much, much faster than us trying to let them have their own mapping system, or just trying to go off paper, or especially for some of these millennials that we hire, looking at a sheet of paper with a bunch of addresses on it, it's like reading Latin. They have no idea where to go, which place is going to be the closest place. And, you know, it's kind of a lost skill to be able to look at a list of addresses and know, you know, where you are in the city. That's a shame, but Badger has helped fix that issue.
Yeah, and that makes sense. As, a new generation of more tech-savvy employees hit the market, they want modern tools. And, the way, I cut my teeth in sales years ago with, maps and writing things on paper, and these are the days before CRMs and before mapping on computers, and it's obviously a long time ago, but the way people want to do things today is the platforms that are available today just allow people to do a lot more with their and get a lot more done a lot more quickly. Tell me a little bit about what the I guess so that the listeners can get a feel for what the sales strategy is from your company. I guess tell them a little bit about the process that you go through and any tips and tricks that you have that listeners might benefit from that you've given your expertise.
So, starting out with a new agent is really, my bread and butter. Trying to get someone off the ground. And initially we're starting out with 250 or 300 leads. that, one thing, we're able to take a spreadsheet of leads that we're pulling off, any kind of lead generation system, which, you know, you can find most of those at just a city library. And, we'll utilize that, plug it into Badger, and let them qualify leads for a day, 2 days. And then they're on the phone trying to set an appointment, a five-minute appointment with the company. However, we only do that on Mondays and Fridays. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we're actually out in the streets, out in the field, opening doors, trying to talk to people. We're in Oklahoma. People want to see your face. They want to know who they're talking to, and they want to know that you're a friendly person and trustworthy. And most of the time, face-to-face is our best approach. So Badger has been a huge help being able to map us out like that. Also, with our agents, the one thing I've noticed so much trying to implement CRMs in my career in several different industries is that it has to be user-focused. The agent or the employee has to feel like this system is for their benefit, not necessarily just for the company's benefit. They need to see that they're getting something out of it. And my team's seeing that you know, if they're having a rough week or whatnot, we're able to go into Badger and kind of shake the tree for them and, you know, show them, hey, let's call them this guy or let's call this guy. You haven't followed up in a week. Let's see how he's doing. There's just so many different ways that I can access the information and help my new agents go through follow-up processes and really follow their entire process of the first 6 to 9 weeks. And make sure they're successful. And if they're not successful, we're able to utilize the data that we pull from Badger and show them why either, you know, it wasn't the proper amount of activity or, you know, we're not getting the proper amount of quality out of it, and maybe it's a training issue. Badger really helps us diagnose some issues that we wouldn't really see if we just had, you know, our eyes plugged on it and went off our perception.
That makes a ton of sense to me. And you said that a lot of the new opportunities, I think you said in a prior interview, 50% of new opportunities that you're getting are through searches in Badger and finding new opportunities there. Could you talk a little bit about that and how that plays out?
Yeah. So in our industry, we have certain industries that are better for us actuarially. So, you know, manufacturing places or, you know, public sector organizations like cities or schools. You know, there's different industries that will end up being a better situation for us in the long run. We're able to go on Badger and just plug in manufacturing and see all the manufacturing businesses within Tulsa. Or if we're in a rural area, you know, see it in Okmulgee, Oklahoma, which is just, you know, 30 minutes south of us, that, you know, we just happen to be in the area and we want to drop into some manufacturer places that we know we're going to have an even better advantage over our competitor. It puts us in those special cases.
Fantastic. So I guess, tell me a little bit about one thing that I've heard you say before that it'd be interesting to hear other people hear about how you're able to do this. You've mentioned how that when your reps are in the field, they're able to adjust themselves in real time to get more meetings. So say a meeting cancels, they're able to adjust and fill it with two drop-ins, things like that. Could you talk a little bit about how you've implemented that with your team?
Well, no, the really important part, one of the most important parts about Badger is being able to visualize the amount of accounts that our agents are currently going after. And if that number gets too low or gets too high, then either, you know, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel or we're too spread out to really be effective. So we're able to make sure that our agents are out there hitting the effective amount of businesses. And in the course of a day, if someone cancels, they can pull up, you know, their route for the entire day and just off their cell phone see 30 businesses that are right in their location that they can easily just drop into right then. And the wonderful thing about that function, being on your phone and being able to filter down to just what you need to do today, allows then a visual simulation of those pins dropping off every time we go to a business. So if they go into a business, talk to the decision maker, they're going to change our preset, our, you know, of next contact to a different date, and it drops off. It's very satisfying for our agents. It really kind of helps them fix their day, depending on, you know, what happens. Because 80% of it, or 20% of the time, we're going to have an appointment.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's great to hear that they're able to make those adjustments in real time. And I think that's a common challenge with people that have field sales roles, really, to have to deal with their meetings changing, their schedule changing, and really having a very a dynamic situation with respect to their schedule. And that's, I guess, as they move around the surface of the earth, or move around the map, so to speak, they having the ability to see what's really important and who they can get in front of is really important to their success. Well, I think we're going to take a short break here. We're going to hear from a sponsor. So we'll be right back.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at validar.com.
And if you like what you're hearing and you want to learn how to map your sales data and see your best opportunities in living color, well, there's a solution. It's Badger Mapping. Badger handles all of your sales planning, creates and optimizes sales routes in seconds. Need leads? Well, like we're talking about today, you can find them anywhere and fill in the empty slots in your schedule, just like that. You can track meeting activity at every stop with built-in check-in reports, and field sales reps using Badger, well, they generally drive 20% less and sell 25% more. Imagine that. Let Badger Maps help you spend more time doing what really matters, selling. Don't go around trying to find people. Let Badger Maps show you where they're at. Badger Maps. Give us the website, Steve, because I didn't have it on the copy here, and I want to make sure everybody knows how to reach you.
Sure. Well, you know, the easiest thing to do is just Google Badger Maps. You'll find us in 2 seconds. But if the website's actually badgermapping.com.
And do you appear on your own searches? In other words, if I'm driving up in the Bay Area, can I find the actual headquarters of Badger Maps here?
Yes, actually.
Or are you blacklisted off here?
we've met customers that way.
Because, there you go.
If a field salesperson swings by our offices to sell us something, my immediate reaction is, do you know what we do around here? Do you know this exists?
Exactly. All right. I'll let you pick it back up with your guest here.
Excellent. Well, once again, we're welcoming Derek Green to the show today, who is in sales leadership at Colonial Life, which is a provider of insurance benefits, and they're based out of Oklahoma. He has a large field sales team that reports to him, and we're just kind of going over what his best practices are and what he's been able to do with that team and trying to pick his brain a little bit so we can all be a little more successful. So welcome back, Derek.
Thank you, sir.
So I guess one thing I wanted to ask was what would you say are the key features and capabilities that you are able to do today with Badger and with the ability to map things in the field and kind of build routes? What would you say, with the feet on the ground, the biggest impacts are? What are the things they're able to do that make the biggest difference?
The elimination of red time. So Badger
red time?
Is for us,
what is red time?
Is so customizable that it essentially, as long as they run the system and they do a check-in and change the account details at the account, there is no red time. There is no time going back after 5 o'clock in the evening and planning your day the next day. It should just all be there when you get to the office at 8 o'clock.
I get it. Down. Red time. Red time is time when you're off the clock but working.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anything between 8 and anything that's not between 8 and 5, anything that's not making you direct money, is something that we would refer to as red time. And it's stuff that generally needs to be done, but isn't a direct contributor to your income. And eliminating that helps significantly with new agents. And I believe it helps our retention rate and our success rate.
Retention, most of the time, retention of employees.
Right, right. Yes, sir. Retention for the employees is huge with a CRM like Badger, because that red time typically isn't going to get done for about 50% of the agents you're going to bring in my experience. And okay. So if you can eliminate some of that and, you know, bring someone that might not necessarily have put in the full work you would have needed without that system, can still be wildly successful.
Okay.
In fact, I've found that a lot of my really successful agents are, you know, kind of scatterbrained here and there, but Badger sure. helps them stay focused and gets them refocused on what they need to do. And occasionally we'll shake the tree and find, you know, those golden gems that they've been missing.
Well, and that's something I've run into in managing sales teams throughout my career. Your best salespeople, there's so much that goes into being a successful salesperson. There's being a great communicator. There's having the wherewithal to get in front of the right prospects and customers. There's understanding the product and having deep product knowledge. There's presenting, understanding how to navigate a complex organization to figure out who the real decision makers are and kind of, you know, herd the cats, get everyone on the same page. There's organization and being a person who's really able to keep all the ducks in line and not drop any balls. And I'm guessing that the busy work and red time that you're talking about is that organization. And sometimes a great rep who could, you know, sell ice to an Eskimo isn't the most organized person, but mm-hmm. or maybe they're not the best at being, you know, they're dotting all the I's and crossing the T's. Is that something you've found Badger helps them do and to eliminate or reduce that busy work that they have to spend time on?
Definitely. And, you know, being able to route a day, being able to know where the most optimized route to take their path throughout the 23 or so businesses they're going to contact in that day is huge. You know, a lot of these guys don't necessarily want to take the time to figure out, you know, what's the best path. So they'll just, you know, go down the list. Badger helps us be more effective. We get more done in a shorter period of time.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. Do you have any financial results that have come out of that? Like in terms of, have reps been selling more? Have they been? What would you say the results are? You said 50% more opportunities. Is that turning into revenue and actual business results for you?
Very much so. In fact, this year we are at a 200% increase over last year, and we're not even done with the year yet. So,
oh wow! You're talking about 200% in revenue?
Yes, sir.
Oh wow!
We're a small office. We're only just now finishing up our second year, and we're really able to make a big impact. And you know, we're able to see our names and some, you know, reports of higher reporting sales than even some of the larger offices. So it has been a huge help.
Well, that's awesome to hear. Funny thing, when I was I spent years at Google, and I remember the CEO Eric Schmidt saying, most important quote I ever heard him say, "Revenue cures all problems." Hopefully that'll be the case here too.
Yes, sir.
Can I just interrupt a quick question? We had somebody tweet in. I thought it was kind of a curious tweet here. Somebody wanted to know, how did this company in Oklahoma, Colonial, find Badger?
A an extensive internet search that took probably 2 months of me trying multiple different carriers, multiple different options, knowing what I needed and just not finding it, and then finally finding Badger and finding a support team that has been unbelievable. I've got an account manager named Christina that is just unbelievable. If I email her, typically within the next 5 minutes, if she doesn't completely understand the email, I've got her on the phone. She's called me. It just unbelievable support has really won us and kept us with Badger too.
Can't beat that. What do you say, Steve?
Yeah, I mean,
I think you're thrown for a loop there. You weren't expecting that, but
yeah. Christina's fantastic. She's been on the team for several years, and she's you know, just a great person. So I'm really glad that you've had a great experience with her. But yeah, I mean, it is tough for, in general, I think for companies to find the right solution. It's such, you know, in marketing and sales tools in general in the world right now, there's just thousands of them. And finding one that's really made for your type of sales is really difficult. You know, one way that I divide the world up is in between inside sales and outside sales. And, you know, if you just search for sales on Google, for example, you'll find a million tools and CRM systems that are set up for an inside salesperson. But there's not a lot of solutions for outside salespeople and people that have focused on that. And that's really been the focus of Badger. And obviously it's the way that Derek's team goes to market. So that's, I think the trick to this being such a good match is that we were purpose built for the way, or Badger was purpose built here for the way that Derek sells.
Well, there you go. A perfect match. Let's let everybody know how to reach Derek and his company if they want to hear more about what he's doing or the products he's offering, and then back to Steve, and the same with how do they reach you. So let's start with Derek.
Yeah, you can find me on Derek_Green on Twitter and Derek Green on LinkedIn.
And spell that, because green, we're in California. Green can be spelled 12 different ways here. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So Derek would be D-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
And green, just like the color.
All right. You're making it easy here. Steve, how do they reach you?
Well, best, if someone wants to reach me directly, steve@badgermapping.com is a quick, easy way. I'm on LinkedIn, obviously. And if you're looking to link up with the team and hear more about Badger, there's a free trial. Just mention the radio show here and to any of the teammates who you chat with over here, and they'll extend you to a 2-month free trial just for being a good listener. But just check out the website, www.badgermapping.com, and we're easy to find.
Okay. Any final takeaways from either one of you here? Any final thoughts of why people need to be more productive with their outside? That seems to be the least productive part of a sales team is the guy out on the road. You really don't know, guy or girl, you really don't know what they're doing and how you hope they're putting their time to good use. But this seems to help them and help the managers understand what they're doing and track what they're doing.
That's really the thing, that it's no one understands what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And they
you turn them loose, you don't know what
people,
they're doing.
I feel like there are fewer groups of people that work harder than field salespeople, but it's really hard to understand. It's hard for upper management, I think, to know what's going on in the field because they just can't see it. You can see people that are working in the office, but you know, a field salesperson who's been on the road for 2 weeks, you don't know what they're doing. Are they in Cabo drinking margaritas?
Yeah,
or are they really busting their butts? And I've found in general they're really busting their butts, but it's one of these things. It's hard to understand, and it's hard to really empathize with the challenges they face with running around in the field all day.
And conversely, if they can be more effective, then they're happier. It sounds like that's what Derek's saying here. You retain more people, they're more productive, and they're more likely to succeed.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thanks so much. Here, we're going to wrap it up with that. Any final thoughts, Derek?
You know, Badger Mapping and the reporting that it's given me has really been my insight onto my outside sales representatives, and just being able to see what they're being able to do on a daily basis or even an hourly basis if I wanted to, is great. So I know my guys are out there busting their butts.
All right. Well, and I'm sure they're glad that you know it and appreciate what they're doing out there. So we appreciate you guys coming on here. Thanks for everything here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show.